Steiner, everybody. Welcome to the Chelsea Echo and welcome to your voiceover review of Chelsea 6, Everton 0. Who thought we'd be saying that earlier? I thought two good goals written all over it. I lost. I was worried after the previous goal set teams down the bottom. But we have delivered. And when I say we, it was the Cole Palmer show once again. A fantastic result for Chelsea. Most importantly, a clean sheet. That's one of the biggest things to look at in this game. Was one slight issue with the discrepancy with the penalty. Cole Palmer taking it and scoring eventually. But again, I decided who the take was. That needs to be sorted out and nipped in the bud as quickly as possible. But overall, a fantastic performance from Chelsea. And passion merchant fuel right at the end when Alfie Gilchrist, of all people, scores his first Chelsea goal. Jumping into the shed, destroying the corner flag, passion merchant fuel, and we absolutely love it. I'm going to hand you over to the boys because, well, that's a lot for us to talk about. I'll see you later.
What a performance from the boys tonight at Stamford Bridge. 6-0, Cole Palmer entering not only the Golden Boot race, but quite honestly, Cole Palmer for Ballon d'Or 2024. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the man management of Poch, because alluding to something that Lou said a few weeks ago on one of our podcasts, that it seems like they love him. It looks like the players, he's really popular with the players, but it seems like he's giving them too much power. He's giving them room to grow, but in my opinion, he's giving them too much room to grow. What happened tonight with Madueke and Jackson trying to take the penalty off Cole? It can't happen. It needs to be some leadership, and that lies with the manager. Now, it's down to Pochettino to come out, make a clear-cut decision, let everybody know Cole Palmer is the penalty taker. It's not up for a debate. And I think the players feed off that, and they seem to think that it is. And they seem to think that their behaviour tonight is okay and acceptable. Their attitude stank up the place the game was won. But that's so incredibly unacceptable. We need someone in charge who sees that kind of attitude, that sort of toxicity, and hooks them off the pitch immediately. That can't be allowed. Having said that, Madueke didn't want to come off the pitch. He came off, gave Poch a hug, didn't throw his pros at the pram. I love that, because he's very passionate, clearly. He wants to score. He wants to be there on the pitch. And he's young, but he just needs a little more maturity, please. And again, Pochettino, just come on, mate. Make a decision. Get off the fence. I don't know what's going on. Come on now. Up the Chelsea.
Palmer again, ole ole. Here he is, once again, Cole Palmer, with a perfect hat-trick in, I believe it was 16 minutes of football in the first half, then decides, nope, sorry, Nonny, you're not having that penalty. I am having that penalty to slot my 20th Premier League goal of the season. Wow. Incredible performance. I thought everyone played pretty well today, to be honest. Caicedo, that's his best game he's had for this club. Maybe ever, but certainly for a long time. Really good. Just very, very solid. Defensively, they weren't great. They looked a bit shaky and got a bit lucky with a couple of things, but did enough. It's all about Cole Palmer, really, today, isn't it? And how good he is. That first goal is the best goal I've seen at Stamford Bridge for a long, long time. Nutmeg of Jarrad Branthwaite, who I do rate, but he wasn't good tonight. Lovely little touch from Nico Jackson, and a great finish before a header, and then a right-footed lob over Jordan Pickford, who had an absolute stinker tonight. Incredible. As I say, 20 Premier League goals. He's also got 9 Premier League assists, which puts him on 29 goal involvements for the season. Only Ollie Watkins has as many as that, if my calculations are right. He has 19 goals and 10 assists, so they're both on 29 goal involvements. Two English players having amazing seasons. Cole Palmer surely an absolute shoo-in for Young Player of the Year. Great win for Chelsea. On to Sunday. Up the Chelsea.